You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's play Rattle Off. We have lines that are full. First up today is Derek. Derek, what are you doing today?
I'm actually almost done with work. I started at 4 in the morning, so...
What okay. do you do to keep yourself awake?
Lots of Red Bull.
Really? Pounding it down, huh?
Huh.
What do you do so early in the morning?
I work for a sanitation company, so I go and spray a chemical that keeps everybody safe from COVID.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Hosing everything down.
How are you spraying chemicals? Like, describe that.
It's a little spray gun. We call it the virus vaporizer. It's a little spray gun, and it sprays the chemical, and it's food safe. It's kid safe. It sounds delicious.
Yeah, but I mean, where are you spraying it? Like, you just going around and spraying it on doorknobs, or what are you doing?
Yeah, so I go to, we do a lot of schools and a lot of different restaurants, and we just go and spray it on a lot of different touch points.
It's like one of those ionizer type sprays, right? It kind of just sticks to everything? Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Touch points. I like that, the way that sounds. Here's my touch point.
Spray this.
I remember last year they were talking about using drones to spray down. They were talking about trying to do it between baseball games, that they would take stadiums and use drones to spray that over all the...
That's a great idea, over the seats.
Yeah.
Well, Derek, keep up that work, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank we appreciate you. It.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Here's how it works. We will give you a category, and Derek, you'll have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. Think you can do it?
I think so.
All right. These can be past or present. So, past or present, we need 5 sporting goods stores. 5 sporting goods stores. Ready and go.
All right. Big 5, Sports Authority, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Time is over.
You know, people who live in Colorado might go back in time and remember Gart Brothers.
Garts, yes. Yeah.
The Sports Castle or something.
You got Cabela's and Bass Pro, right?
I would accept those.
Yeah. 2 biggies.
Derek, I'm glad you called. I hope you get some good rest here pretty soon, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye, Derek.
Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He sprays chemicals for a living.
It's got to be relaxing, I think. Fairly zen.
Hello, Connie.
Hello.
Hello, Connie.
You know, I would hope, though, when they're spraying that it puts out some sort of, like, infrared thing and you have to wear special glasses so you can see where it is.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
See the filth?
Yeah. No, so you can see where you've sprayed.
Oh,
like, when
okay.
you spray it on
like
stuff,
a UV type thing.
Yeah, UV type of thing. So on these glasses, you can see where you have covered and where you have missed.
I don't think they do that, no.
Missed as an M-I-S-S-E-D, M-I-S-T.
They don't do it. Give it up.
Connie,
you
what
can
do you do
see when you spray where it goes, Dom.
No, not necessarily.
Oh,
that's
the dumbest thing I've heard.
You've said a lot of dumb things.
Like,
I can't
if you spray Lysol, you know where the Lysol's going. It's going right on the door handle where you're spraying it. He's just doing that in a bigger fashion. Connie, what's with this guy?
Connie, I'm
sorry.
I don't know.
It sounds like a good idea.
I'm sorry you had this. Yeah, see, she likes my idea.
Now there's two of you. Two of you wearing funny glasses around. All right.
And I want those glasses to also have the funny nose thing on it, you know, like a mustache and a big nose.
We'll get right on that, Dom.
Connie, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I just stay at home with my kid.
How many you got?
3.
Do you ever wish you had 2?
Dom.
All the time, because I have 2 that are in school and 1 that's not.
Gotta get that last one out of the house, huh, Connie?
There are very few parents who wouldn't laugh at that. There's only a handful that will send in hate email. How dare you suggest? No. All right. What are you going to do with that one who's running around today?
I'm just going to enjoy him today because I'm actually taking my first ever mom's weekend away this weekend. So.
Let's talk about that. That might have to be a subject for our show.
What are you doing? What does this involve?
Where are you going?
Well, I called up all my sisters and my mom, and we're all going to meet in Utah and go tubing and snowshoeing and hiking. And it's going to be cold, but it's going to be fun because there's no kids allowed.
Sure, that's great.
NKA, no kids allowed.
Yes.
You know, I had, until the COVID hit, every year with my siblings, we do a sib, we call it a sibs trip. And from day one, the first one we did was back in like 2003. And from the beginning, the rule was no kids allowed. And that's...
I mean, it sounds like a dream.
I mean, we love them, right?
Sure, but you love them, but you like your time away.
Yes. But time away is very important.
You could probably add a couple days to your trip with your snowshoeing. All you got to do is get stranded in the backcountry somewhere, and you got two more days.
Right.
You know?
We might. Yeah. It might happen.
Think about it.
Good for you. Well, listen, let's play Rattle Off. In 10 seconds, deep breath on this. Give me five tourist attractions in the state of Colorado. The big, beautiful rectangle of Colorado. Five tourist attractions in this state. Ready? And go.
Eliches, the sand dunes, Rocky Mountain National Park, Waterworld, Hammond's Candy Factory.
What factory?
The Hammond's Candy Factory. Or is it Harmon's? Hammond's? It's the Candy Factory.
The Candy Factory, the Willy Wonka kind of place.
Yeah.
It's down by the sports place, the stock show, right?
Is it?
I don't know.
It's downtown somewhere.
I've heard of it.
I got to count all of those as correct, and that means, Connie, you're a winner!
Well done.
Oh, that is great. Well, now you get to leave town on a high note with a nice little prize.
I know. That just makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. That is really cool. Hey, send us a photo or two when you get back or from out there. Send it to us on our Facebook page so we can see you celebrating your weekend without children, okay?
Will do. I'll have that's the biggest great. Smile on my face.
I bet.
You are charming. Listen, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your with your prize, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you spending your mornings with us. Hey, that's how the game works. And we will play again tomorrow morning at about 9.